Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 10th, 2020. I'm George Henry. In the midst of rising coronavirus numbers across the county, the Siuslaw School District has managed to begin some limited in-person instruction. Last week, Siuslaw Elementary School began with a small group of students for some supplemental instruction. The LIPI is voluntary, and group sizes have been scaled back below the 20-student minimum, according to School Superintendent Andy Grzkowiak. This week, the middle school has also begun LIPI with two sessions, a Monday-Tuesday session and a Wednesday-Thursday session. Siuslaw High School will begin next week to bring in students on a limited basis. Grzkowiak says with the numbers going in the wrong direction currently, it may be some time before students are on campus for more regular instruction. County case rates were at 291 per 100,000 and needs to be below 100 for hybrid attendance for elementary and under 50 for middle and high school hybrid attendance. Record high numbers for the coronavirus have appeared for the third straight week, according to the Oregon Health Authority's latest numbers. This past week, there were over 10,000 new cases, which was a 14% increase over the previous week. There were also 133 deaths reported, which was about 50%. Hospitalizations were also up 24% from the period ending November 30th. More than half of the new cases were under the age of 50, while 76% of the deaths were individuals over the age of 70. Testing also increased from the previous week, with 170,964 tests being administered. Yesterday, Lane County Public Health issued no new positive tests for the Florence area, giving the city a one-day respite from rising cases. Hospitalizations in Lane County also went down by 13, although there were four additional deaths associated with COVID-19. Around the state yesterday, there were 1,243 new confirmed or presumptive cases and 30 more deaths. Hospitals are also maxing out with 580 patients currently admitted. Lane County had 85 new cases reported yesterday. Three Rivers Casino Resort is a popular destination place for New Year's Eve celebrations, but due to the COVID outbreak, they are having to severely cut back on the number of guests that it will be allowing. For this reason, the New Year's Eve celebration will be by invitation only. Marketing Director Rich Colton said the decision was a tough one, but they felt limiting capacity was the best way to keep people safe. To date, Three Rivers Casino properties have not recorded a single case of the coronavirus. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 10th, 2020.